Ethan, the nation was taken by storm by Cecil the Lion. The world was taken by storm by Cecil the Lion.
And it's turned people's attention to big game hunting generally. And so we have seen a number of people, not just the dentist that shot Cecil. We've seen a number of other prominent big game hunters falling into the public crosshairs, particularly a woman in Idaho, which I think just goes to show how far we've gone on social media, that we take ourselves and our opinions too seriously, and it's time to give each other the privacy and the distance that we want for ourselves. There is a woman in Idaho. Her name is Sabrina Corgatelli, and her hobby is big game hunting, and her social media accounts are public, and they are filled with photos and stories of her hunting exploits.
It's not a good time to be a big game hunter right now.
Which are, at this point, 100% totally legal, and by everything that's publicly available, falls well within the bounds of, you know, established hunting ethics.
Sure.
And still, she is facing a huge amount of criticism from people who don't know her, who probably don't know hunting, and who certainly have no business attacking this woman on social media. And I honestly think that it's time to take a serious look at the things you post to social media, because you are rolling the dice. You are rolling the dice, because something that you believe may be totally and completely innocent, someone could find fault with. And it is not worth it. And not only that, but it's about time that we end social media as the place for self-righteous judgment of others, because all we're doing when we get up there and we join the pathetic outrage bandwagons on social media, all we're doing is setting ourselves up. Because at some point, that bandwagon is going to come around and we're going to fall off it and it's going to run over us. And it's just not worth it.
Last week, you and Jefferson and I, we laughed about how over the top the Cecil the Lion stuff was getting.
It's gotten crazy.
And then... I work on Saturdays, and the quote unquote news broke that Cecil's brother, another famous lion, was also killed, and everybody's outraged. And then for 13 hours, the only thing more important on the internet than Cecil was his brother that was killed. And then that turned out to be not true. And then on top of it, when you see this girl, I thought it was interesting because I watched the interviews, and we're gonna listen to some audio too. Of all these things. And while I don't really have a moral objection to I agree with you. I don't think we should have been asking her, why are you doing this? You know, because in the end, she's
not anybody's business.
Well, and she certainly is not. I mean, basically what we're doing is equating this girl to the dentist in Minneapolis who might have done something illegal. And if that's the case, then, you know, that he knew about. And if that's the case, then he should get in trouble according to the laws of the land, which he did that. But if we try to equate this girl with what this guy was doing there, I think that that's wrong. I do think, on the other hand, that her explanation of what was going on with when she shot a giraffe was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
we've got some audio here of it. If I was her, I just wouldn't have done the interview at all. And I mean, she agreed to do the interview, and there was nothing said in there.
It was
the Today Show. Yeah, there's nothing that she said in the Today Show interview that you could look at and go, you know what? This girl needs to be arrested. She needs to be, beaten for her exploits. In the end, she is not this guy doing anything illegal. And
well,
if you look at it and go, wow, don't kill giraffes, fine. I get that. Is it illegal to kill giraffes when you have the proper permits in Africa? The answer is no.
No.
Are they endangered? The answer is a big fat no.
But the outrage bandwagon, it's just gotten too much on social media. It's not anyone's business what this girl is doing. And if you're offended by it, if you're offended by it, don't go to her stupid Instagram page. Don't go to her Facebook page. Whatever happened to that great American tradition of ignoring that guy. You don't like what he's doing? Ignore him. You don't like what she's doing? Ignore her. That's certainly better than jumping on this dumb social media outrage. But she was on the Today Show, and they asked her, well, listen, why would you go after they asked her specifically about a post that she made, because she said she had these amazing feelings that she'll never forget when she shot this giraffe. So they asked her about that. They said, why did you put it like that?
To me, it's not just killing animal. It's the hunt. There's a lot of personal things that happened in my life recently that has added to that. And I won't get into that or disclose those feelings.
So she goes on to talk about being at one with the animal when you kill it. Let me point something out here, okay? This girl has been, and this is where you have to be careful when you're on social media, because this girl has been on social media not just bragging, but taunting people who disagree with her. And I kind of object to her now getting on TV as some kind of, you know, spiritual Zen hunter at one with the animals. And it's this amazing spiritual experience and that puts your life into perspective, because all she does, she takes photos of dead animals, throws them up online, and taunts PETA, which doesn't seem very Zen to me. But nevertheless, one of the things that she was also asked was
about the draft that she had
that's
killed,
right.
Yeah.
You know, was it really sporting? To, you know, it's one thing to shoot a lion with a bow and arrow. There's a certain amount of respect you can have for getting that close to a predator. She shot a giraffe through the heart with a rifle, and as the host pointed out, they're just a plant eater.
When you hunt an animal, it's not, everybody just thinks we're cold-hearted killers, and it's not that. There is a connection with the animal, and just because we hunt them doesn't mean we don't have a respect for them. But giraffes are very, very dangerous animals. They could hurt you seriously very quickly.
Okay, at that point I go, all right, listen, I am not going to judge you for throwing those pictures up there, and you haven't done anything illegal, but when you try to describe this terrorizing giraffe that was coming after us. You flew to Africa, paid a ton of money,
shot a giraffe.
You guys hunted this thing down and then went, man, those giraffes could hurt you. It's like, well, when you're sitting under your house in Idaho before you flew over to Africa to look for a giraffe, it wasn't going to hurt you. But again, I don't have any moral objective to what she's doing, and I think you're right, Ethan, that our getting outraged, our social media outrage has gotten so ridiculous.